You mind? Does he know he's not getting paid, first of all?
Well, then he might not do it.
Then he might not do it. Terry Francona alongside and seniors here. Tito, it is always an honor and a privilege, my friend. Good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's funny. Last year, you walked up looking for Terry, and this year Terry was sitting here, and I said, where's Dad? He says, I'm not sure yet. Then you walked up.
Well, we get behind a few trucks coming up.
Traffic was a little heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got his own driver now. He'll be all right.
Yeah. I was going to say, he can't take care of you better than that.
Yeah.
Huh? He's got his own driver. He'll be all right.
Yeah. Let's talk some Tribe, Terry. I want to ask you first of all, I said to Hamilton the other morning, I'm not sure I heard the wheel play done as play-by-play before. And when the other day in the game with the hit and the
Rajay bunted.
Whatever.
Yeah, the
talk about bunt, that some as a manager.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, they were ultra aggressive. Obviously, I mean, my goodness, they're guys running everywhere. I'd like to say that I thought Rajay tried to bunt it there. I don't probably think he did, but that's one of the reasons we don't do that because. Too often things go wrong when you vacate so many positions. We just tell our guys in spring training, let's get an out, and then if we need to walk somebody or let's not try to trick everybody, let's just get outs. And lo and behold, sometimes when you do things right, good things happen.
Terry, we talk in spring training, you say, Bill, we put our head down, we're going to go out every day and see what kind of a club we are. Well, it's late July, we're at the golf outing, and you're 4.5 up in the division. So tell me about your club. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think ultimately what our record is kind of how we're defined. I mean, I think we'd always like to have a better record than we do. I think everybody would. But I think our guys do a good job of doing just that, you know, staying in the moment and whatever happened yesterday, you know, you learn from it and move on and you don't get too far ahead because, you know, then you kind of miss what's right in front of you. And then just see if we can win that day. It's just the best way to go about it. It's really the only way, but it's easier said than done.
You play 162 for a reason. I mean, the cream rises to the top. You eventually see who wins the division. But, you know, the winning streak, the 15, then is offset maybe by some Baltimore series, right? I mean, that's kind of baseball at times.
Well, there's a lot of ups and downs. I mean, every team has, you know, streaks both ways. You know, we've never lost more than 3 in a row this year, which is – good. I think we're the only team, which, and part of that's because of our pitching. Our winning streak really did set our season up, and that's okay too. You know, again, it just, if you're short in an area over the course of a long season, you're going to get exposed. That's the way the game is. In a short series, you might be fine, but over the course of a year, you have to be balanced or it'll catch up.
Sunday trade deadline. I'm not going to ask you, but I will. Even if nothing's done, you're comfortable with your team, I think?
Well, you're kind of asking me and telling me. That's not fair.
Let me rephrase it then.
Yeah, I mean, I know our guys are working hard. I don't feel real comfortable ever sitting around saying what we need because I think it's sending a bad message to the guys that we have. But I think everybody knows our guys are trying to look around and see if they can make us better. And if they can, they will. If they can't, we're doing okay like we are now.
Indians fans at WTAM.com by 62% say some help in the reliever role would be good. Your comment on the poll.
Well, again, they're paying attention. I mean, you know, we've gotten beat at times there. So all teams do. When you follow your own team, you see the things that don't go right, and you get fixated on it. I mean, I hear people tell me all the time that, man, you need offense. You're not scoring runs. We're second in the league. You know, we have the biggest run differential in the American League. So if they're complaining about us, they ought to see some of the other teams.
Terry Francona for another minute. Senior Tito, kind enough to be with us for a second or two. Guys, this is a special weekend for our Indians family. Jim Thome goes into the Indians Hall of Fame. As a professional, no matter the era of baseball, you respect other guys and how they play. And Terry, let me start with you. We saw Jimmy with some of the greatest teams. We saw him play some of his greatest baseball. Your comments maybe on him and in seeing him from the other dugout.
It's not just how far he can hit a ball. Just because he's such a warm, you know, everybody's been around him. You'd have to reach to find somebody that's not going to say something nice about Jim. So, you know, when they do the thing that this weekend, our entire team will be out there, and we'll watch it. We'll sit through the ceremony just because I think it's respectful. And we'll enjoy it because it'll be fun to see how he reacts, and his family will be there. And again, everybody that's been around him for even 5 seconds knows how friendly a guy he is, and it'll be a fun to just be a part of it and watch.
Tito, Jim Tomey's kind of special in our town, as is your family. Don't get me wrong, but for Indians fans, it'll be a special to see him on Saturday, you know?
Yes, he will. I met him through Terry back some years ago, and a real good off the field. He's a very good gentleman, what I know of him.
Yeah. Who gets strokes when you guys are out?
Well, he does now. He didn't used to. But he's getting shorter.
Yeah. I need about two on each hole.
That's why they moved them tee boxes up, yeah, T. That's what my dad says. No, we're going to keep going up.
I was getting better here, but they moved the tee boxes up.
Listen, your time is valuable. I thank you for sharing it with me some this morning. Bill, you guys enjoy some day, some family, some fathers sometime today as
Thanks,
well.
Bill.
Okay,
have
guys?
A good day.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Terry and Tito Francona alongside from the Indians Golf Outing on News Radio, WTAM 1100.